It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. And I believe Dave is in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Dave.
You got it, Andy. I'm in Dallas, Texas, where the Bush Presidential Library dedication was held this morning.
And, I must say, I played some of the audio from it. I watched it. It was really, I thought it was a very well-done performance by just about everyone there.
I thought so, too. All five living presidents were there, and their remarks were mercifully brief and appropriate. And I thought everybody played a nice role today, yeah.
Emotional day for George W. Bush, wasn't it?
It really was. He got choked up. He was getting teary when his wife, Laura Bush, was talking about the challenges that he faced during his two terms in office. And he, of course, spoke last of the presidents. And as he was recounting, all that he went through, 9/11 and the Iraq War and everything else, he said, I did everything I did in the name of freedom, and I believe that'll be my lasting legacy. And he said, I think America's brightest days are yet to come. And he was trying to wrap up his remarks, and he got all choked up and teary, and he really couldn't quite finish. He just said, God bless, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gave him a huge warm ovation.
Yeah. Tell me about the facility itself. It looks beautiful.
It is. It's tens of thousands of square feet. It cost $250 million to build. It's a very interactive museum and library. And they have what they call a decision points theater where, they have touch screens and a visitor can walk in and they'll be presented with a crisis that President Bush himself faced in office, like, Hurricane Katrina. What do? Do you send federal troops in or the financial meltdown near the end of his term? Do you bail out the auto industry? Do you create a TARP bailout fund? And then they present the person, the visitor to the library with a series of choices, policy options, if you will, and you get to decide, how you wanted to handle that crisis. And then after you decide what you would do, then they show you what George W. Bush actually did in office and why, with comments from some of his former top aides at the time, and it's a really interesting place. They also have a big exhibit on 9/11, obviously, because that was such a big part of his presidency. They have the bullhorn that he used at the World Trade Center site, as the rescuers were trying to still find people alive in the rubble. And you remember that day where he said, I can hear you, and America is going to soon. The world is going to soon hear from America. And the folks who knock down these buildings are going to hear us. And a lot of memorabilia from his days in office.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned his policies and how folks would deal with what he did today. I noticed that you had a story about Bush policies still alive in the Obama White House. And, it seemed as though when Obama took office, the first thing he wanted to do was get rid of a lot of the Bush policy. But that really didn't happen, did it?
It really didn't. And people say, former Bush aides say as Barack Obama got into the Oval Office and saw what exactly needed to be done from behind the desk, he changed his mind about some things. For example, the drone program, he not only continued it, but he dramatically escalated it so that, his administration has killed a lot more people, suspected terrorists, with drone strikes than Bush ever envisioned doing. And, the complaints that Obama used to have about Bush's abuse of executive power in the war on terror, he's continued a lot of those policies, giving himself the authority to kill Americans overseas on foreign soil if they are suspected terrorists, things along those lines. So especially in foreign policy, Barack Obama has picked up where George Bush left off.
Mm-hmm. I noticed in Obama's speech today, he credited President George W. Bush with helping him, and I think that you just brought up something very important. From the day you sit down, I guess, in the Oval Office, all of a sudden you've got to understand what the president before you had to deal with, and it's probably the rude awakening.
Yeah, and I think from what the former aides say, you know, that Barack Obama could even be making more use of Bush's counsel. I don't think he's sought out his advice, you know, as much as some other presidents have discussed things with their predecessors. I think George W. Bush, for example, really did appreciate the advice and just the private chats that he had with Bill Clinton after Clinton left office. If you can imagine that, it seems like a strange partnership. But, you know, they're the only guys who've ever been through these things, and they understand what their successor is going through.
Yeah, it really is an exclusive club, that's for sure. All right, the president had a little fundraising last night, and what's on the schedule for the remainder of today?
Well, later on today, he's going to a memorial service in West Texas for the victims of that horrible fertilizer plant explosion last week. And then the president will fly back to Washington later tonight. I think he gets back around it's 10 o'clock or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, he was to have given the keynote speech at the Planned Parenthood fundraiser tonight, but evidently he withdrew from that. I'm hearing that he may still speak there, though.
Yeah, the plan is for him to still speak there tomorrow on Friday. And the White House says that the pullout from the keynote address by the president today was just a matter of logistics, that he's in West Texas at 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then he couldn't get back to Washington in time to do this Planned Parenthood address, and so he will do it tomorrow instead. Now, some people also are saying that, you know, the optics of the president, you know, mourning the loss of these people in the town in Texas and then going to talk to Planned Parenthood, which is obviously a abortion provider and, you know, in a liberal group, and it's very much of a partisan issue and partisan group, that didn't really play very well on the same day. So that may also have come into the thought of the White House shifting the talk till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you're getting on the plane now and heading back to Washington?
Very soon, yes. I'll be back tonight.
Yep. All right. And they took care of you last night in Texas?
I had a burger and fries. That's taken care of.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I always love to hear what the press gets to eat. Quite a contrast to what the players get.
Yeah, right.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for your help.
Okay, Andy. Take care.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, live from Texas, Dallas, Texas, where the George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum was dedicated earlier today. 428, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.